the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
It's been draining, like, everyone.
Everybody. Yes. But what we are going to talk about is all things. Let me pronounce your name. Let me see if I got it. Sandhya?
Sandhya?
Sandhya.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Srivastava.
Sandhya Srivastava.
Just call me Sandy. Let's just go with that, because this is going to be a nice, friendly thing. It's not about names. It's not about, you know, anything like that.
But I need people, I need people in the world to know about who you are, because you are here on the Edge with me. Okay? Brains, okay. This is another special edition. It's going down. Okay? But let me start with this. I have a testimonial for Sandy. Sandy doesn't know this. So, again, I found her, an underdiscovered miracle. I'm really into, as you can see, sound and sense, good beverages, all of that, because that's what centers me. That's what grounds me when I'm on the edge, okay? So I found Sandy, and I talked to her. And before I bring anybody to the edge, to you Brains, I vet them. I'm gonna check them out. Because I'm not bringing you no sloppy seconds. We've had this conversation. So I go in and I do one of Sandy's meditations. But what had happened the night before was awful. I'm laying in the bed and I'm sleeping. And I don't know if I was grinding my teeth or if I was sleeping with my mouth open. But whatever it was, my jaws separated. Oh, yes, I felt it. And it happened to me before. People call it lockjaw. And I had went to the dentist, and I had went and got a muscle relaxer and all this kind of stuff. And I was saying to myself, oh, my God. I said, with the corona, I do not want to go to the doctor's office. So I started to listen to one of Sandy's meditations. And it was the strangest frequency, Brains. It was something that I had never tuned into before. Now, you see, I got the equipment, okay? I know what to do. But I had never been there before. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to promote her and I'm going to bring her to my Brains, I'm going to go with her. I'm going to go deep with her. I'm going to breathe with her. I'm going to relax. I'm going to let her guide me, because I'm pretty guarded in my meditations. I'm going to let her guide me. I'm going to trust. Baby, let me tell you, I did 30 minutes of that. I let myself go. I went from my crown chakra to my root chakra. I just immersed myself in what she was saying and followed her tone, relaxed my face, relaxed my jaw, and I could cry because, baby, I'm healed. I am healed. And it was the most horrible feeling to have your face look like it shifted. You couldn't see it physically, but you could feel it when I went to bite or anything. So, Sandy, you have a gift. You really, really have a gift. Now, Brains, this is not a modality that everybody is going to believe in, because first you have to trust and you have to be aware of it. But sound frequency is amazing. Now, I can't tell you what it's going to cure for you, but I can tell you it cured lockjaw for me. Okay. There's something else before I introduce Sandy to you, is that I did another one of her meditations. I didn't kind of get it at first. It was hard for me to get in there because she started dealing with very high frequency megahertz. And I was like, in all due respect, this is kind of irritating. The pitch was like, I couldn't relax. But again, I allowed myself to trust. Okay. And that's what it was about. And I went with it. And then all of a sudden I was feeling like, whatever it was, whatever tension, whatever stress, whatever sickness, whatever I was feeling was starting to break up, because it was going with the pitch of that vibration. It was like cracking an egg. It was like, okay, I got to take you there. I got to go higher, higher, higher in the pitch, and you got to get there to break it up. And then she mellowed it out. I'm telling you, here's to you, baby. I am a fan. I am a fan. But you have to learn. And again, I have all the equipment. I am into sound and sound meditation and sound bowls. But we are going to talk about this on a very intense level. We're going to find out more about Sandy and how she found this modality and really what she's doing in the world. So, Brains, help me welcome Sandy to the Edge. There she is. Hello, beautiful.
Hi, April. Hi, Brains. How are
you? I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. I'm very glad to be here.
Yeah, because the world is in a real bad space right now. And I heard something about it's a new moon. I'm very impacted by the moon. Oh, yes.
Full moon. It's a full moon.
Right.
New moon is when you can go into creation and put out seeds into the universe for all your seeds and dreams. You can do the same thing right now in the full moon, but you also need to take into account those things you need to release. So with the full moon, it's more about releasing. This gives you the time to actually go into self-care, look at what it is you have within you that's coming up, and the opportunity to release. And with the eclipse, that's even putting you more into the shadow of your shadow, of the things you may need to heal that have not been coming up yet. So you might be able to pull them up or pull them out even, if your body is willing to let it go.
Wow. Well, so, you know, it's got to be mind, body, spirit, because again, you can't just go this alone. You can't just use one of your senses. You have to use all of them. Tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you found this amazing modality and learned to master it.
Well, I've been on my self-healing journey since my late 30s. And I grew up in New York. I was born in India. I came from India to the United States when I was 2 years old. My father was actually going to school. He was going to get his master's degree at Michigan State University. And when we first arrived, we were in Michigan. And then we moved to a lot of different states. But by the late 70s, we were definitely in New York. And we had lived there for 35, 36 years. I finally moved out of New York proper when I came here to Manchester, New Hampshire in July 2015.
And so Manchester, you know, how are they receiving this type of this kind of energy work?
Well, I have found that they are interested because at the time in, so I have to go through how I found this first. No, that's okay. It's kind of interesting because in the time of 2014 and 2015, my mother was a diabetic, and so it finally had got to her liver as well. So she was declining. And so where I was in New York, I was in... now I'm even forgetting where I was in New York.
I don't know anything about New York.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'll say is I moved back to my parents' house in Queens because I did not get tenure at the school I was at. So I left out that in my career prior to this one was being a librarian. So I had basically worked in a lot of different places in New York as a librarian, an academic librarian. So what I was finding in the marketplace, while I was also trying to care for my mother, I was also looking for a job. So my parents were living with my brother in Cleveland. And so I would stay with my brother when I was helping with my mom. And then I come back to New York and live in their house, my parents' house in Queens, when I was looking for a job. So I was moving back and forth, looking for a job. And it was really funny because I couldn't get a job. Like, I would always be in the last position. Like, say they were willing to have two candidates, I would go for that last interview. And because of my work experience, I would not get chosen. Because I knew a lot. I was really good at what I did.
I'm sure.
So the thing of it was the marketplace was also having a lot of new librarians come in. So you could actually pay someone at a lower rate because they were new. So why would they go with someone with experience when they could have someone new and build them up the way they wanted them to be, right? They would essentially have to accept me as I was.
Wow.
In order to give me a job, right? So it was kind of like I was close. New York was close to me. Like, it just, all the jobs were like that, where I would go for the last interview and then I wouldn't get the job. So I was like, okay, so universe is now telling me I need to get out of New York. It's like, okay, all the doors are closed here. I can't find anything. That means I need to leave. So I did actually find a really good job here in Manchester, New Hampshire, as a academic librarian and an electronic resources librarian, which was the position I really wanted to have. And what I always tell people is that at that point in time in the job market, that salary was the best salary to be had. Like, it was the highest garnering salary for any position that I was going for at that point in time. So it was almost like universe just slipped this into my lap and everything just worked for me to like come out here. It was like, it was a dream.
Right.
Coming so you, got there, right to my
eyes. You got there and you worked in the library. How did you find, again?
The part that I left out was my mother had died in early December 2014. So the job that I received was after her death. And I came to Manchester in July of 2015. So I was still grieving my mother a great deal. So I found, it was a day in December, like a year after her death, that I was really having a very hard time. I was grieving her very much. And I just stayed home from work. Because I was just like, I can't deal with these people. I can't deal with the world around me because I'm sad and my heart's just opening up. You know, it's just, I'm heartbroken. And so I was like, okay, you have to use your ability now and you have to find something that's going to work for you. And I had no goals at that point in time. I was like, okay, I need to go on the internet. And I was just like, I know there has to be a sound that's going to work on my sacral chakra. So your sacral is like your lower abdomen. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's where I was really feeling a lot of the pain, just lower abdomen and in my heart. And I was like, I have to find something that's going to work with that. So then I did a search on the internet and I said, you know, what sound works on the sacral chakra? And then, so Google was my best friend at this point and said this sound D. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, okay, I need to find an instrument. I'm like, there's not going to be a piano that's gonna, you know, I don't know that I can find all that. But then I was like, bowls, because a Reiki master teacher that I had worked with for Reiki, I would always go to her. And she was really, a friend of mine had introduced me to her and she actually had a sound bowl. And when she would do Reiki on me, she would also use this bowl. And so I was like, okay, I need a sound bowl. So I was like, find a sound bowl with the sound of D. All of a sudden, all these sites came up. And so I just went on this one site. I don't know why I chose it. It was just like, you know, one of the first two that had come up. Mm-hmm. And so I just clicked on it. And then I searched in there for all the samples that sounded in D. And there were like so many, but they had MP3s on them. So what was really cool was you could play these MP3s and you could repeat them. So they would constantly play. So I played one and I was like, oh, this is good. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm feeling like something's releasing. Right. It was opening my heart. It was allowing me to feel even more. And then it was like all this compounded energy in my lower abdomen just was, felt like it was releasing. Like I felt like I was in deep meditation. I wasn't thinking about the loss. I was just thinking about just being calm, cool, and letting this music just roll through me. And it was just a few minutes.
So I want to ask you a question though. So you found this, but you've also incorporated other things. You've incorporated meditation and you've also incorporated cards. What type of cards are you using? Are these oracle cards? Are they tarot cards? What kind of cards do you also, because I noticed before you actually start a session, you shuffle and you always say what card falls out. So are you just randomly letting a card fall out?
Yep. And I'm using, actually, this is a card deck that I had gotten in Bali.
You can see.
Sure. Create the life you want. So it's the I Am deck. And I got these at the Pyramids of Chi in Bali. So it's in Ubud, Bali. And it's this place that, it's a place where they have these pyramids outside and they do healings there. They have all these different instruments. They have huge gongs. They have like instruments you haven't seen before. And here we go. So I am infinite consciousness.
What? I am aware, brains.
I am a miracle. Oh. You are a miracle. My DNA is activating its full potential to heal and rejuvenate my body. Wow. My mind is sharp and clear. So this is just from our energy together in this space and the brain.
You just fell out of the deck. I mean, just randomly fell out of the deck. And so you just go with whatever. See, that's what I'm talking about, brains. Life, you just go with the flow.
Yeah. And that's, you trust. You trust that. So this, I had a sea salt bath. And in that bath, I also did a meditation where I said, I'm holding space. So to bring in everyone into the call and to have them ground in, be in their energy, and connect with source.
Right.
So we're all coming in our own energy. We're connected to source and we're grounded into the earth. And just by doing that, you feel the vibration of who you are. Being in your energy is very important because that means that no one else's energy has mixed in with yours.
Ain't nobody in your space, brains.
So it's about balancing to your own alignment.
That's right. They got their own space. Okay, so now you have you've come up with, you know, you have the cards that help guide the meditation, to help set the moment and the tone. And then you have the instrument, but you also talk us through meditation. Now, were you always one to meditate, or did you really start to learn this and master it with working with your Reiki teacher and also after the death of your mother?
I started really working on this when I mean, if we really want to go back, the truth is, you know, I can look when I lived in New York and when I was really young, I was going through a lot when I was young. And so I would always look for places to be quiet and to be in my energy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what I was doing, but I knew I was connecting with God. Because that would be like if I was really sad or if I were really upset, I would just go into my quiet space. And then I would turn on music. So this is where, even as a young child, I was using music. And I knew you were going to, I was looking to go back to where it actually first started. And if we have to do that, then I would say it started from childhood. But I really do think that it's the one thing that kept me sane, because I just remember always crying or being crying in a crying spout, being upset about something, and then finding some sort of resolve as a young person to just, you know, okay, I'm here. This is it. This is what I have to work with. And I just got to do it. You know, this is what I have. I can't really do anything for myself right now beyond this. So God, if you're here with me, we're going to do this together.
Right. Well, let me tell you my God moment with frequency and how I kind of got into it is that I had a very, very deep meditation. And God said to me, baby, I have a gift for you. And I said, you do? He goes, yes. He says, but you've got to open your arms wide to receive this. And I said, well, what is it? He said, and also, you're going to need to change your level of influence and you're going to need to change your frequency. I'm like, okay, I'll go with it. You've never steered me wrong before. So I go and I join a women's drum circle. I tell you, it was incredible. The women had gongs and they had sound bowls and they had chimes and they had non-choppa and they had tea and they had love, and the synergy and the energy among the goddesses there was incredible. I'm talking about 2-year-old goddesses to 92-year-old goddesses, and the energy, and they had all these lights that were, you know, that were cascading from the ceiling. It was incredible. So I come home the next day, I look in the mirror and I say, okay, Father God, you've given me this power. What do I do with it? He says, now you need to change your level of influence and your circle of influence. I go on the internet. I find this networking group way on the other side of town. Bunch of rich white women. Yes. I said, well, let me go on and check them out. I got dressed, looking good, smelling good, and I talked to myself the whole time. From the time I left my house, it's about 20, 25 minutes away from my house, I manifested what was going to happen on the other end. I'm going to be powerful. I'm going to make friends. I'm going to make money. It's going to be energy. I'm going to make great connections. When I got there, I felt like I had walked into a beehive, Sandy. Oh, honey, come here, honey. Sit next to me, honey. Would you like some tea, honey? Honey, 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 honey. I was like, wow, this is super cool. But the best part was the keynote speaker turned the audience over to me. I explained to her, like I've explained to all of you, what happened. And she said, you know, I like her. I like her energy. And I want everybody in this room to connect with her, give her, your business card, and be on her podcast. And I have never turned back. So there is a power into changing your frequency. And so many times we're so amped up. We always think we got to go higher, higher, higher. But sometimes you need to level out. Sometimes you need to step back. Sometimes you need to take a breath. You need to close your eyes. You need to open up a deck of cards to give you some insight. Okay, we're not talking hocus pocus, alamocus. If you ain't with it, do it without the cards. It's up to you. But still find your center and find your core. So, Sandy, before we conclude our interview, I want to share a little bit your musical talent and what you do with my brains. And then we're definitely going to have them get in contact with you, because I am a fan. I am a follower. It's you and there's two other people that do different type of sound meditation and sound bowls. And Brains, let me let you know that this here, this is not cheap. This is quartz, baby. Okay. And they are very delicate and they have such a resonation in the universe as you play them. So tell us a little bit about what it is, how to play them, and then play something for us. Take us there.
Sure. So all of these different instruments I've developed relationships with. So this large crystal bowl here, I call her my release bowl. So whenever I'm working with a group, I like to actually use this for release and meditation.
Now, let me ask a question as we do this, because I want to educate people with this. Again, they're not toys, but they are beautiful instruments. When you play them, this is a special kind of stick that has, what is this on the outside? It's like a felt almost. It's on the outside.
Yeah, it's like a piece of felted cloth on the outside, but it's around on the inside. I believe it's some sort of really durable plastic.
Mm-hmm. It's not like a PVC pipe. Not at all.
No.
Almost, like, almost like a clay. Is yours almost like a clay inside?
It's more like plastic, actually.
Mine is more like a clay.
Okay.
Yeah, but with the felt on the outside. Okay.
Yeah.
So the objective here is to resonate the sound. How do you play this instrument?
So you usually take the striker and you work around the bowl. So you want to lightly strike, but then taking that frequency that you just hit it with and then roll it around in a clockwise direction. Now, if I'm doing a meditation on release, that's where I would hit it on the left side and I would roll in a counterclockwise direction. And you hear all those different noises coming out. That's showing me the resistance. How much resistance is in the energy?
If I want to release, I hit it on the left side and go counterclockwise.
Yep.
Now, what if I hit it on the right side?
I found that actually.
Oh, okay.
When you're hitting on the right side and you're going clockwise, it actually allows you to balance out what's already in your energy. So when you release, you want to bring yourself back up to balance.
Okay.
So I usually go counterclockwise in the release of the meditation, and then I go clockwise when I want to bring everybody back into the balance and feel their energy now that they've released whatever was willing to come off of their frequency.
Okay. Okay. So now when you...
This big grounding bowl... to ground it.
And I want them to feel that. Just hit that again. I want you to actually feel how it penetrates you.
Sorry.
Now, if you know anything about chakras, okay, it hits you right in your lower part of your womb. You know, that is where your ground, from here, you have all these different chakras, but the root chakra, the red chakra, is down in your womb. And so
yes.
Feel that, like you said, the grounding, it takes you right there. Now, all of them have different sounds, different pitches. How do you pick which bowl you want to actually use for which meditation?
I'm actually guided by source.
Okay.
I feel into my energy, and I usually have a practice where every morning and every night I connect with source to bring in my energy. So when I say source, I mean God, source, universe, just so people understand. I do use source a lot, but it's God, source, universe. So meaning all, right? The all that is. So I go into my energy and I feel out what's going to play well. This is also a grounding bowl here. It's a much smaller size than this one over here. you can't really see it because I had to move the bowl, but this is one of my largest bowls. You can actually stand in it. I've actually sat in it myself too. And then usually if you want to do a grounding or an energizing process, you can have people stand in the bowl, ring the bowl, and then take a smaller bowl and move it up and down their body. So if you're moving it up, it's going to energize them. If you move it down, it's going to ground them.
Okay. All right.
So it's a nice way.
Here, it's very important. You can't just play these. Mine is on these rings, and this is to kind of keep it steady. Can you play?
What I do, especially with this bowl here, this bowl I got in Bali, and it does ring a D sound. So I bought this in particular for my sacral chakra, and I'm looking for the striker. Oh, here it is. So it came with its own striker, and I'm just going to hold it in my hand. Now, what you want to do is hold it at the base.
Okay.
So I was doing it counterclockwise so I can release my sacral chakra because I know this rings in a D. And I'm really feeling it hit my lower abdomen right here.
I love to hear it until the last vibration. I don't like to stop it. I like it's like a ripple effect, brains, when you play, you know, you've ever skipped rocks on water in the lake and you just see the ripple effect and how it just goes out. That's the same thing. We are all energy. We are all matter. Okay. And this is when we are really connecting beyond the superficial, beyond the flesh and bones. Okay. This is really tapping into the energy source. And this is incredible. So Sandy, will you play a little bit for us? Now, wait, I want to ask one other question before you do that. Other people I've seen actually play, you play music, you play songs too, but they can play two or three at one time. I don't know how they keep their bowls in that vibration to play one and then play another and play a number. It's like, I gotta play them one at a time.
Well, I mean, the thing is we can do that. Like, I mean, because while this one's ringing, I get that going.
Because when I was doing that, I thought I was doing way too much. Wow. That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. So you take us also into a guided meditation. Where did you learn your meditations from? You know, sometimes, again, there's sound meditations and there's chanting meditations and there's silent meditations. You have talking meditations, and sometimes you'll say, okay, we're just going to go to this particular frequency and just let it take you there. Just let it guide you.
Mm-hmm. So what I, lately what I've been using is the 7.83, which is the known Schumann resonance. And so the Schumann resonance is the natural healing tone of the earth. So when you use the natural healing tone of the earth, right, source, earth, the natural creation, so you're using a natural energy. This is the energy that we can use to actually heal the body, right? To open up our DNA cells. Like, you can actually, through a talking meditation, feel this energy leave, right? And then we can call in the archangels, who are the messengers of source, and have them be here and actually have them work with our energy and ask them to take this energy out, to heal this energy. So Raphael is the, healing archangel, known as the healing archangel, and he has this beautiful green light, and you can ask for his green light to enter into the DNA to start healing it and moving or removing any of the anything within the DNA that should not be there, that you're willing to let go of in this moment, that your frequency can no longer hold,
right?
Because if you were vibrating higher than what you were yesterday, then your DNA is willing to let go of something because it's not tuned anymore.
Right.
So it's almost like what we're doing is tuning.
Can we change the frequency on ugly people?
And you can only do your own. I'll say this. You can only really do your own, which is why I say use this meditation or use a meditation of your own.
Right.
If you're going to follow someone else's meditation, you're only working on yourself.
Right.
But when we go out into the collective energy, the healing that you've done for yourself, you're also healing your family and your ancestry.
Mm.
So you're going into your past because you could also be pulling off the anything from past lives, anything from your ancestry, from your mother's side or your father's side.
Okay.
So as you're healing yourself and your body and whatever's in your DNA, that's coming out. It's going all the way down the line.
Wow. So let me ask you another thing. And I want to clarify this because I want people to understand we're not talking religion.
No.
This is not a religious belief. This is not, again, woo-woo. This is something that's changing your frequency, that's going to a spiritual level, that's taking you to a different place. So you can incorporate this in your prayer. You can incorporate this in your lifestyle. You can incorporate this in your daily morning rituals. You know, this is something to enhance. This is not anything to deviate from, to convert you to trick you into. You know, this is to raise you to that next level of consciousness. So when you are ready to, but you got to be ready, brains, and you got to be mature enough to handle it, because this is just not for everybody. Everybody's not there yet. If it was, we wouldn't be out here marching and with all this stuff going on right now. The corona wouldn't be here, okay? So take it very seriously, but be open to it. Learn, try, go into one of these great stores. They are an investment. They're not, you know, cheap, but you can get smaller ones, you know, that have beautiful tones. Learn how to use them. Cherish them and honor them because they are a way, a messenger, a vehicle for you, just like an airplane or a bus or a scooter. This is a vehicle for you to connect to that source. So, Sandy, would you play us something just for peace and harmony just for a second? And then after that, I want my brains to know how they can get in contact with you, because you're are you coaching now? You're coaching as well. Or teaching? Well,
I am currently doing a closed group for the second part of this grief and healing group that I'm doing on Facebook. So all it requires is a testimonial at the end, but it's a 21-day commitment. It starts June 7th and it's going till June 27th. And what we'll be doing is we're using David Kessler's healing grief cards, and he has 55 different practices. So we've already gone through 21, and basically it's the shuffling of the cards, and then we once chosen, and then we work on the practice of that card for the day. And then you can actually journal, write, and I'm there to help support people. So if they need more help, what we do after the card pull is basically a sound healing around that card and that practice for people to really tune into it and see what comes up. And if something does come up, they can use the sound that day to help them in their healing process.
Well, it helped me and it healed me. It really did. It really, really did. And you know, brains, I'm not going to give you no stuff. I'm not going to tell you nothing that's not true. I would just kind of sit here and be real kind of okay with it. But I'm really feeling this. This is really, really, for the lack of a better term, magical. So I'm with you, Sandy.
Okay. So we're going to set the intention for this to bring peace and calm into our energy and into our energy field. And just, we'll go, just go with the flow.
In this is that every time she hits it or she circles with the stick, you hear a different tone. But to me, that's like striking a different chord. It's like going to a different level, going to a different place. You're not staying in that same frequency the whole time, you know? And that's where the world is right now. We're on different levels. We're on different megahertz. We're on different sound waves. Our DNA is cluttered. Our bodies are filled with chaos, information overload, electromagnetic fields, evil. So do whatever you can. Experiment with different things. Turn off your devices and try to get more spiritually grounded. Go back to the source, whatever your source energy is. Jesus, God, Allah, Buddha, Miss Francine down the street, whoever it is and whatever it is that brings you that peace and brings you that harmony. Check out Sandy's wonderful meditations. She's amazing. I would love to hear her do a CD. I think that would be beautiful. And everybody's going to run out and buy it. Are you on YouTube as well?
Yes, I am on YouTube as Sandhya Sound Healing Alchemist. So that's Sandhya Sound Healing Alchemist.
We're going to put that down at the bottom because I want people to tap into you and get tuned up and change their frequency. Thank you so much for being here on the edge with me today and using your gift and allowing me to go with you to heal myself. Because I'm telling you, look at this brain. That jaw is moving, baby. It is a good thing. It's a good thing. And you are a good thing and you are a special thing. And you know what? They missed out when they didn't hire you at the library. You're the best thing in the index.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, have an amazing day. Here's to you. Namaste.
Namaste.